Can you pass me the sugar, please?
There. Oh my god, how much do you take?
Come on, Anita. I had a pretty exhausting day. Do you know what? I had an interview with my French tutor about my Erasmus exchange next year.
Uh-huh.
It's so much paperwork. Did you also have to do so much stuff before you came to Germany?
Yes, I told you, it's not easy. It takes a lot of time.
Hey girls, sorry I'm late.
Hi.
Hi.
I had to help my roommate with his packing, it took a lot of time. Anyways, what are you eating?
A schnitzel sandwich.
Drinking a cappuccino.
Yes, but with a lot of sugar.
Oh yes.
Hey Aurélie, did you know Julia is going to France next year?
Mm-hmm. Oh really? Who? Which town?
Well, I don't really know yet, either Paris or Bordeaux. But I'm a little bit afraid. Is France very different from Germany?
Oh yeah. You'll have to eat frogs every morning for breakfast.
Yeah, more seriously, you don't have to worry. France and Germany are not that different. Of course, there are some details in everyday life.
Like, for example?
Well, for example, we both were surprised to see how many students flat share.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's not that common in France.
Of course, there are some people who share flats, but the majority usually live alone in small flats. But I think that's what's good about Germany.
And what's missing in France. And that's a shame because flat sharing would be a good way to improve your French. But you shouldn't worry about that.
Mm. Well, okay. But what are the differences? I mean, did you notice anything unusual here in Germany?
Good question. What's different, actually?
Oh, remember when you helped me move?
Oh, yes. The tiny duvet on your roommate's bed.
Yes.
What is it with the duvet?
Well, you know, here in Germany, you notice that people put single duvets on their double beds. And if a couple sleeps in the same bed, they both have their own duvet. In France, we don't do separate duvets. There's just one big duvet for two.
I have to admit that it's more practical to have one each, so both people don't have to fight for the duvet at night.
Yeah, but it's really unsexy, not cozy at all.
Well, maybe that's why we Germans have such a low birth rate.
Well, that's quite a plausible explanation.
Okay, but what are other differences?
Well, generally speaking, in everyday life, the price of food and groceries is cheaper than in France.
Yeah, and drinks as well, especially beer. Here it's cheap and good.
By the way, do not drink in the street when you're in France. It's forbidden.
Really? You can't just have a beer in the street like we do?
Oh no. And you can forget about buying a beer in a kiosk late at night as well.
Why? Are there no kiosks open at night?
Rarely. Okay, if you go to Paris, you'll definitely find some, but it's not as common as here.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought that. Well, thank you for the warning. Tell me more, it's so exciting.
Well, little stuff like... Oh, you know what pisses me off? These crazy traffic lights.
I don't get it, what about them?
Well, they always last, like, forever. I'm always late when I walk to uni because of them.
Yeah, if you don't want to be late, you really have to take that into account in Germany.
What do you mean? Do they last longer here?
Well, I don't know about that. The truth is, French pedestrians just don't wait for the traffic light to go green. They quickly look right and left, and if there's no car, they just cross the street.
Whereas people here wait and stare at you like you're crazy if you don't.
I don't want to be late for my aqua aerobic course, so I guess I better go now with all these traffic lights. But I can't wait for you to tell me more.
Yeah, same time next week so we can talk about French prudishness.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, if you go to France, just don't do like these German ladies who have their shower totally naked at the swimming pool. If you don't want to end up in the police station for exhibitionism.